Welcome to the Doctor Answers Show. I'm Doctor Answers, and I want you to call me with your science questions for me to answer because I'm Doctor Answers and it's what I do. You can ring me on the usual number, or if your mouth's all mental, you can email me your queries on questions at doctoranswers.co.uk. That's Doctor spelled D-R, Dranswers. Well, start ringing in, get used to the on-hold music, turn down your radios because of the feedback, we've discussed this, and get your questions ready. Who's our first caller?
Hello, are you talking to me?
Hello, yes. Hi, what's your name and where are you calling from?
My name's May. Hello.
May?
Yes.
Hi, May.
Hello, are you talking to me?
Yeah, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Botton.
May from Botton.
Hello.
Hi, what's your question?
How many is too many wasps? I've got loads.
You've got too many wasps?
Hold on. I think it's too many. How many is too many?
Too many wasps. 50? Is 50, do you think you've got more than 50 wasps?
Well, I don't know. Well, there's about 10 on the windowsill. But those ones are dead. Hold on! So, if there's 10 dead... I don't know. You only ever see them two or three or four at a time.
That's true.
I don't know. They could be the same, or they could be different ones every time, in which case there'd be well over 100.
Well, I think well over 100 is definitely too many wasps.
Oh, what should be done?
Well, you're going to have to call the men in.
Men?
The wasp men. They'll probably try and find the nest.
Oh, I know where the nest is.
Yeah?
The inside of the roof.
Yeah, best not try and go up there yourself.
No,
and,
slip.
And the wasp men will go up there carefully, and they'll destroy the nest, maybe with smoke. Who knows what they'll use? They might just go and kick it to pieces.
Oh, and they'd anger the wasps.
Any wasps that are angered would just be drawing attention to themselves.
Hold on! Sorry.
Yeah, sorry. Any wasps that do emerge, they'll be swiftly killed by the wasp men.
They'll be wearing clothes, though, special clothes. I'll see what's going to happen now, then.
There you go! Der absolute Wahnsinn!
Ah, that was the wrong jingle. Sorry, let me just... Sorry, that wasn't my jingle. I got to play the right one. Oh, I've lost my jingle. Hello? You're not a jingle. Are you a jingle? All right, what's your question?
All right, my name's Jimmy. I'm calling from Balldrip.
From where, sorry?
Balldrip.
Balldrip?
Balldrip, yeah, it's down in Somerset.
Wow.
Yeah.
Balldrip. Okay, well, what's your question from Balldrip?
Well, yeah, everyone's always going on about, you know, fresh air. Like, oh, let's go and get some fresh air, you know. Oh, it's really nice outside. Fresh air. You know, it's well annoying. What's so good about it? It's just air, isn't it?
Well, air is just air.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm trying to tell him.
Yeah, but some air has, like, what scientists call stale air in it.
Right.
Stale air is made up of, like, particles of smell and breath and skin gas, and it kind of makes its way to the exits of your house throughout the time it's built up.
Right.
Like the doors and the windows and the internet. And then when you open, like, the door, it kind of barges past all the new fresh air. Which kind of just politely makes its way into your house for you then to sort of breathe in and cover with all your lung muck. And it's a kind of process like that.
Right. So that's what you feel when you open the door?
Yeah.
So they're right?
Well, they are right. You know, when you get a nice lung full of fresh air, it feels...
cold.
Yeah, it's internally cold.
Yeah. I don't want to be cold inside.
I like a bit of fresh air.
Well, there's no point talking to you about it then, is it? You're the same as everyone else.
So, yeah, so that's fresh air. Do you feel like maybe having a go?
It could be like that, but yeah, I will then. All right?
Well, well done. I hope you enjoy it.
Yeah.
Bye.
Everyone is having a good time.
Science.
Let's take another call. Hello, you're live on Doctor Answers. What's your name?
Yes, beg pardon.
What's your name, sorry?
My name's Kathy Khan.
Hi, Kathy. What's your question, please?
Can my cats see my face? Or is there just a big hole in their heads where my face should be?
What exactly do you mean?
My cats. Can they actually see my face?
Oh, like recognise your face?
Yes.
Well, animals brains have evolved over the years to be able to see members of their own species' faces, kind of specifically. And there's a particular part of the brain which deals with this. And your cats, what are the cats' names?
There's two of them. As a pair, they're called the Legions of Doom.
The Legions of Doom?
Yes, my son named them, yes.
You don't get, they haven't got individual names?
No, just as a unit.
What do you say when a cat comes in?
I say, oh, he's a member of the Legions of Doom. Come here, puss, puss, puss.
Really?
Yeah. Or if they both come in, I say, oh, here come the Legions of Doom. Come here, puss, puss, puss.
Well, the Legions of Doom.
Yeah.
Well, their brains have kind of evolved to see other cats' faces, and your brains evolved to see human faces.
But I can see their faces, though.
Yeah, it's not about being able to see the faces, it's about recognising...
Because I can.
Yeah, it's about recognising an individual out of many examples. I mean, I'm sure if you saw a lot of cats, you wouldn't necessarily immediately know which ones would... The Legions of Doom.
I think I'd know the Legions of Doom.
Yeah, but you're not comparing them with all the cats that could exist.
I think I'd know my cats.
Well, anyway, your question. Given that your cats probably don't see too many humans, and you're the human who they probably see the most, obviously they would kind of recognise your face. But, they'd be rubbish at Guess Who. You wouldn't be able to get them near a Where's Wally.
Okay. That's quite upsetting. Thanks for your help, Dr. Answers.
Who's the next person? Who's the next caller?
Hello? Is this me on? Am I on now?
Yes, you're on the air.
All right.
What's your name and where are you calling from?
It's Michael. I'm calling from Maryland.
Michael from Maryland?
No, it's not where the cookies are from.
I know, it's in Essex, isn't it? I know of Maryland.
I need to know how I can prove that I exist.
You what?
I need to know how I can prove that I exist.
Do you need to prove that you exist?
Yes. This guy at work keeps saying I don't, and I need to find a way that I can prove to him that I do, that I am existing.
Well, in order to prove your ontological isness to your work friend,
right.
You can't prove to him that you think.
No.
But you can prove to him that you're extended in time and space.
How?
Okay, well, if you run around him, and when you're running around him, you're screaming, then you're kind of proving that you exist within the dimensions of space, and also that you extend over time.
I've tried that. He's not buying it. He claims it's all of a computer game that he's playing, and that's why he's always late for work.
There's little you can do, to be honest.
Kill his arm.
Don't do that.
Kill his arm.
Please don't do that. Hello, you're through to Dr. Answers.
Yes, Clive. Yeah, I'm calling from south west of England. Not too sure, to be honest.
What's your question?
Well, when I'm sat in my room alone in the summertime, just a normal sunny day, I watch the sun's rays slowly move across the floor throughout the morning until they're, like, creeping up the skirting board. And in the early evening, they're moving up the wall where they form what appears to be like a solid, but at the same time transparent, almost like a girdle-like structure. It's completely dissecting the room. Then, slowly, as the night draws in, it shrinks to like a really small rhombus shape, which eventually disappears.
That's not really a question, though.
Yeah, it makes you think, though, doesn't it?
About what?
You know, the past.
Thanks for your call.
And you lost.
Yep. Thanks. Thanks for ringing.
Oh, you did what you did.
Bye. Well, I think we can all agree it's time for another call.
Hello.
Hiya.
My name's Jack.
Hi, Jack. What's your question?
My hair hurts.
Your hair hurts?
Yes. What can I do about it? My hair hurts.
Aww. What does it feel like?
Pain in my hair.
Pain in your hair?
Yeah.
Have you been sleeping funny?
No. My hair hurt.
So is your hair kind of gone in one direction?
It sort of goes in many directions.
And if you try and push it all in the same direction, is that when it hurts?
Yes.
any amount of force applied to your hair?
If it's cold, I wear one of my hats.
Hmm.
Yeah, one of Jack's creations. I make hats.
What do you make them out of?
Electrical tape, whatever.
Maybe you don't wear the hat for a bit.
But it suits me, I like it.
Well, just for a day?
Right.
Just pop the hat to one side for a day.
I'll give it a go. I don't think it's going to work.
Well, thanks for ringing anyway.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, take care. Bye. Okay, let's have another phone call. Who's on the next line?
Willow.
Hello?
No. Just one of you. Just one. You. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, you. Yeah, what's your name?
My name's Chris.
Chris?
I'm calling from Stratford.
Chris from Stratford. Yes. Hi, Chris. What's your question, please?
Well, it's quite difficult to put it into precise words, but I just had this worry, and I wondered if you could let me know how sort of realistic a worry it was. I'm very concerned about swallowing my tongue. You know, whether I should be worried, should I be taking any precautions? Tongue clamps, for example. If I could use my handkerchief in some manner.
I wouldn't really...
Or bulldog clips, I don't know.
I hadn't really thought about this. God, it really feels like, right, you could just swallow your tongue, like...
Exactly. It's right there. It's always there when you do swallow.
Oh, if you put your tongue right in the back. Oh, that's...
You okay, Dr. Branson?
Ooh, this is worrying.
So it is something I should be concerned about.
Yeah, what were these clamps you were talking about?
I was thinking of perhaps using my handkerchief.
No, I like the clamps idea. What about the clamps?
Well, there's nothing on the market at the moment. I've looked. Oh. There's not that many for the actual tongue, unfortunately. Maybe that could be my invention. Maybe I'll invent one of those.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, I'm going to continue with the handkerchief.
Using handkerchief, isn't it?
If you try it.
Any good?
I haven't swallowed yet.
You stick it out like that.
Or hold it sometimes.
Yeah, I don't hold it, it's so weird. Yeah, okay, well, thanks for ringing.
Okay. But again, change my handkerchief.
Alright, bye. Thanks for that call. Who's the next caller?
Hello?
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 Hi, you're on Dr. Answers. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hello?
Sorry, it's a very bad line here. I can't quite make you out.
Sorry, yeah, you're on Dr. Answers. What's your name and where are you calling from?
I really can't hear you.
You're coming through completely clearly to me.
Yeah,
I can completely hear.
I really can't hear what you're saying.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me?
Hello? Yes, I can hear you.
What's your question?
If anyone else can hear this...
You're coming through completely clearly. Come on, if
my
you have a question.
My phone's fine. I don't know.
Yeah, I can hear you fine. It's
end.
Completely fine. I can hear you. Can you hear me? Could you ask your question?
Yeah, I will in a minute if you give me a chance.
And you can. Can you hear me?
What? I can't make you out.
You can't hear me?
Pardon?
Can you hear what I'm saying now?
I can't really make it out.
Well,
it's a really bad line. It's not my phone. My phone's fine.
Getting calls all day. I've had lots of calls.
I've had a couple of calls. Hello?
Look, we're having a conversation now.
What?
Can you hear me now?
Is this Dr. Answers?
Yes. Do you have a question?
Right,
come on. Are you going to ask a question? Hello?
Forget it.
Come on.
Forget it.
Forget you.
I'm going. Bye.
Well, I'm terribly sorry, listeners. I don't know what that man's problem was. I think he's gone now.
No,
I don't know.
Still here.
Can you hear me now?
No. Bye.
Yeah, can you get me a glass of water, please? Thank you. Oh, let's just move on. Yes. Yeah, it's the end of the show now. So before we put this behind us, it's competition time. Last week's answer was science. If you want to win the carbon, this week's question is, what does a scientist use in order to make scientific statements about the world? Is it A, guesswork, B, hearsay, or C, science? Oh, hang on, I've read the wrong one. There's... Well, it looks like we can't have a competition this week, I'm afraid. Sorry. Sorry.
Dr. Answers was brought to you by James Shakesharft and David L.E. Davis. Question at dranswers.co.uk.